If you are using the U.S. Postal Service, you might want to keep your ears open for a phrase commentator David Greenberger heard when he went to get his mail.
I walked into the post office and the man entering ahead of me held the inner door open for me. "Thanks," I said to him. "No problem," he replied. I thanked my neighbor for holding our mail while we were away for 2 days. "No problem," he said to me as he handed me the envelopes. Since this phrase is being used primarily as a response to thanks, it's in fact standing in as a substitute for "you're welcome," "my pleasure," "anytime," or a number of other traditional responses. However, where those phrases accept the thanks in a hearty and positive manner, "no problem" is using the absence of a negative consequence, "a problem did not occur," as an affirmative response. Everyone who has said this to me has meant it as "you're certainly welcome" or "I'd do it again," but they're not conscious of the true meaning of the words they're using. If my neighbor or the man in the post office had really meant "no problem" to mean as it says, what could they be saying? "In holding the door open for you, I might have hurt my arm, but I didn't. I retrieved your mail every day and never once slipped and fell." We're all actually in agreement about what this "thank you, no problem" exchange really means. It's just not the direct line it was when the words offered were each the tip of the iceberg, with their attendant meanings floating quietly and importantly beneath the surface. And it's certainly not as bad as some other things that get said by taking the long way around. I find the worst to be in situations where you've run into an acquaintance who offers a litany of "good to see you, I've been meaning to call you, we've got to get together, let's make something happen, is your number still the same?" when all they really mean is a brief, noncommittal hello.
David Greenberger publishes The Duplex Planet. He lives in Greenwich, New York, and comes to us by way of member station WAMC in Albany.